More embarrassment and frustration for the Ulster Bank customers last night after a technical cock-up. People couldn't get their money. This cock-up affected people throughout the UK as part of the Ulster Bank Group. In other words, RBS, NatWest and the Ulster Bank. We asked Ulster Bank to come onto the programme today. Guess what? Nah, they don't want to talk to you. They've given us a statement essentially saying the problem's fixed. SDLP's Patsy McGlone is chairman of the Stormont Enterprise Committee. Morning to you, Patsy.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. To be fair to them, there was a technical fault and they fixed it within a few hours.
Well, just as I listened earlier this morning there, the considerable inconvenience that was caused to people and indeed embarrassment where they went to pay for the likes of meals or their average shopping, that you really can't compensate for that. The credibility that has been done to Ulster Bank over this last year and a half, in particular, we are in June of last year, whatever, things really went pear-shaped. And then apparently there was another event in the earlier part of this year where, again, the technology went bad. So the irony is, yesterday evening, we in the Assembly were talking about a motion in support of Small Business Saturday, which is this Saturday. And the only thing I'm asking is that really this hasn't happened and hopefully won't happen this Saturday, whenever there's so much prospect for our local businesses, for people to get out and shop local. I've already asked for a meeting today with Ulster Bank to try and get to the bottom. But given that we're still waiting for the report from the Financial Conduct Authority into what happened a year and a half ago, hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. It is a pity that the bank itself didn't come on air and explain what did happen and what they've done to rectify it.
Listen, Patsy, we asked the Ulster Bank, even during the last debacle where thousands of people in Northern Ireland were affected, we asked the Ulster Bank to come onto this programme. They wouldn't do so then. They clearly think it's strategically right for them not to talk to the people verbally who listen to this programme. I don't know, 150,000 people. I have no idea why that's their strategy, but sure, they take their money. It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because yesterday was supposed to be one of the biggest spending days of the year. It was supposed to be one of the biggest consumer days of the year. And it'll be interesting to see just how people were caught up in this yesterday.